Joseph Caro in the Ramah in his day, and made a simple digest that any Jew could read, and he could know, semen by semen of the Shulchan Aruch, how to live his life according to Jewish law. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is all about. Again, the same pattern. And the pattern is, the Chafetz Chaim never wrote a Sefer unless Klal Yisrael needed the Sefer. Chafetz Chaim could have written Chidushim on Baba Kama. He never wrote Chidushim on Baba Kama. He could have written Chidushim on Sugyas of Shas. He never did it. Chafetz Chaim always asked the question, what does Klal Yisrael need? What's lacking? And what's lacking is what he wrote. It's amazing, and that gets to the essence of what the Chafetz Chaim was all about. In 1869, the Chafetz Chaim opened the yeshiva in Raglan. 1869. From that time on, yeshiva bachrim from all over the world came to the Raglan yeshiva to learn with the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, by the way, was not rabbi of Raglan. He viewed himself as a balabas living in the city, in the town of Raglan, but he was the head of the yeshiva. He raised the funds for the yeshiva. He hired Rosh Yeshiva, and he hired mashgichim to actually teach the boys and spend most of the time in the yeshiva with the boys. And everybody in this bus knows, of course, that the Chafetz Chaim ran a grocery store. His wife ran the store, so that the Chafetz Chaim would have free time to learn and write his Torah. That's how he made his living. He refused to earn money from Torah, either by being a rabbi or a Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't want to make Torah a kardom machpurpa. And very famous Rosh Yeshivas served under the Chafetz Chaim. Some famous names are Rav Moshe Landinsky, Rav Naftali Trupp, and he had famous mashgichim in the yeshiva. And we already mentioned the names of one of the famous mashgichim, Rav Yerucham, who would leave Radin ultimately and go to Mir. Yerucham Lavavitz. And Talmidim came from all over the world to study with Chafetz Chaim, and he opened up in the yeshiva also a kolel in Kochim, where the folk, he was a Kohen, of course, and he opened up a kolel where the focus would be on those Mesechtes and Shas that deal with Kohenim, with Karbanos, with Tumma and Tara, and so on. And among the many famous people who learned in that kolel was Rabbi Yosef Kahaneman, who would later become the Rosh Yeshiva of Panevish and the founder of the Panevish Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And in that kolel in Kochim was also Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, who would become the Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich. Before that, he was headed the yeshiva in Brisk. All these people came to be in the presence of the Chafetz Chaim. Of course, he's a great tzaddik, one of the founders of Agudas Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski would not make a major decision without consulting the Chafetz Chaim beforehand. One story about the Chafetz Chaim, while they're finding their way here. Chafetz Chaim, as you obviously heard, lived to a ripe old age. If in fact he was born in 1837, some say he was born earlier. He died in 1933, that's a fact. So he was certainly well in his 90s when he died. This story is told about Chafetz Chaim when he was about 90 years old. He himself told the story. Chafetz Chaim was old, he took sick, it was a cold winter day. And one morning he had to get up to go to the yeshiva and to daven shacharis. And Chafetz Chaim said himself to the Beis Medrash, when he later told this story, he said the Yetzer Hara began talking to him. The Yetzer Hara said to him, Yisrael Meir, you're 90 years old. You have a terrible cold. It's freezing in the room. You sleep a little late today. You won't come to Minyan today. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I was almost persuaded. And then I turned to the Yetzer Hara and I said, wait a minute. You're older than I am, and you're already working.